right, we got a lot of different things coming at you today, okay? And I'm just sensing a little bit of a lull right now. That. You don't got time for that, right? Let's go. Crank it. Crank it, Glenn Cross. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You're listening to Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
What's happening? Welcome in.
It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert, and I'm happy to have you with us on a lovely Tuesday afternoon. It feels like it's the start of the season, even though it's not the start of the season, but the Champions Classic is the de facto college basketball tip-off event. And it's hard for me to think of another event in terms of regular season in any sport that has been met with just overwhelming approval the way the Champions Classic has. And you don't get it in a lot of other sports. You don't have these regular season events. College basketball is one of the few of them. I mean, you're not really going to do anything like that in professional sports. But, like, you've got the Christmas Day games for the NBA. You've got the Thanksgiving games for the NFL. But you always got the Lions playing. You've always got the Cowboys playing. Like, the Champions Classic, almost every single year, are four of the best teams in America. And ever since they've done this, maybe outside of college basketball fandom, people don't really care for it, but it seems like it's batting 1,000 with just delivering on a yearly basis. And I think this year has the chances to be the best one yet. And it's not even really about the Kansas-Kentucky game. Like, I think that Michigan State-Duke game might be the best game in the history of the Champions Classic. You've got number one versus number two. You've got player of the year candidates on both sides, and maybe multiple, like maybe plural. Like, it's not just Miles Bridges for Michigan State. You've got Jaren Jackson, who looks like one of the best freshmen in the country. For Duke, it's not just Marvin Bagley. Who knows what Grayson Allen's going to look like by the end of the season. You have got just stars galore in this event every single year, and this year might set the new standard for it because these just might be the four best teams in America. I think it's certainly three of the best teams. I'm not convinced that Kentucky's among the best teams in the country right now. I think they could be eventually. Certainly wouldn't shock me. But as it currently stands, I just don't think they're there yet, and I don't think they're really on par with the rest of the teams who are going to be playing tonight. And one of the guys who's going to be there, our good friend Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal World. We don't do this very often. We only do it for very special guests on very special occasions. It's Champions Classic. And it's Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal World. He joins us right now on the program. Sir, how are you doing?
I couldn't be better. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to talk to us from Chicago. I know you kind of touched on this in a piece you put up on the Lawrence Journal World earlier, but is this game tonight, like, do you go into it thinking Kansas versus Kentucky, or do you go into it thinking Self versus Calipari?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one of the reasons that this is such an exciting matchup. You know, I think even more exciting than Duke-Kansas or Michigan State-Kansas or whatever. I mean, not that those other matchups aren't great. They are. Obviously, Duke-KU last year was terrific in New York City, but there's just something different about Kansas-Kentucky. And so, for me, it's Kansas-Kentucky. Self and Calipari are – legends, Hall of Famers, as good as it gets in the profession, both currently and maybe historically. But having grown up in Lawrence and remembering, Larry Brown and remembering Roy Williams and remembering those matchups with Kentucky and even when it wasn't KU, just, one of those guys that I've never been a big fan. For instance, I don't root for the Golden State Warriors right now. I didn't root for Michael Jordan when I was growing up. So spent a lot of my childhood rooting against Kentucky because they were so darn good, in the tournament or whatever. So there's still more attached to the names of the schools and the programs for me anyway, personally. But I don't blame anyone if they see it as equal. Or if they even see the Self Calipari part of it as maybe even a little bigger, especially this year, because KU's got some studs, there's no question, and so does Kentucky, but you know, I'm not sure that either program has a top five pick or a, you know, maybe not even a lottery pick. So when that's the case, which is very rare when these two teams play, the biggest stars in the game tend to be Bill Self and John Calipari. So I don't think it's crazy to look at it either way. But again, that's just what makes it so exciting, and there's just so many layers to the rivalry. And And, you know, it's not like KU Missouri. It's not like KU Iowa State. It's not like KU K-State. You know, it's a unique rivalry in that it's at the very, very top of the charts. And both teams are such legendary programs. It's just really cool to be around it and to watch the fan bases come together and and try to coexist and all of that stuff. There's just, like I said, layers and layers and layers of cool elements to this rivalry.
Do you think we make more of it on the outside, the John Calipari, Bill Self, quote-unquote, rivalry, than what it really is?
Probably a little bit, but not too much. I mean, you know, both coaches were asked about it recently, and they both have a great deal of respect for one another and obviously admiration for what they've been able to achieve at the current places and also throughout their careers. But that's easy. You know, that's not hard. It's not hard for a coach to respect another coach. I mean, it would be ridiculous if either guy didn't respect the other guy because they're two of the winningest coaches of all time. So as much as they say the right things and have compliments for one another and that type of thing, I do think there's a little bit of juice that boils just under their skin when they look down there and see the other guy. I mean, you know, neither one of them wants to lose to anybody. They can't stomach losing at any time. But I think when it's the other guy that's beating them, I think that rattles them a little bit more. And, you know, does it ruin their year? Does it ruin their week even? Probably not. But it definitely ruins their night. And it's, you know, that 32-point beatdown in Indianapolis a few years back was miserable for Bill Self, and it would have been as much as if it was any team beating him that way, because some of those numbers were just historic lows for his coaching career. But there's no doubt that having it come at the hands of John Calipari was salt in the wound. So I don't think we make it too big, but maybe just a hair bigger than it is. But I still think there's a legitimate, you know, a legitimate thing there that has these guys as much rivals of one another as their schools are of each other.
So let's talk about this actual game tonight. Kentucky struggled through two games, and they got down early, came back against Utah Valley on Friday. Then they got up early against Vermont and had to kind of hang on for dear life there at the end on Sunday. Very, very young team, as we alluded to. Lots of athletes, lots of size. How do you think Kansas matches up with them?
Well, I think it's a great matchup for KU, largely because of the experience factor. I mean, I was blown away when I looked the other day and the opening line was 2 or 2.5 points. I mean, I think KU should be a much higher favorite. And I know the bets have gone that way. This morning I looked and I think it was up to KU was a 5-point favorite, and that was this morning. So it may be even higher than that now. I would definitely tend to think that KU -2 is a pretty great bet. But there's some factors there that probably scare you. I mean, obviously the experience thing is a big advantage. And if you have the opportunity, if you're a head coach and you have the opportunity to either have that experience like Devontae Graham and Svi and Vic and guys that have been in this type of atmosphere before, or not have it like most of Kentucky's roster, I think you're going to take it every time. But at the same time, that doesn't mean guaranteed success or guaranteed advantage. I mean, in some ways, and it didn't really hit me until last night, but in some ways, just being the younger team with sort of nothing to lose and no real expectations of how to show up in this game, could benefit Kentucky. I mean, they could be a much, much looser team, and they could just go out there and play because of that. Now, I think that's probably what you'll see. I do think Kentucky will be loose. I think they'll just get out there and fly around and have some fun. But I also think the KU experience is going to allow them to take the floor with, you know, that champion swagger that says, all right, you know, we're the big dogs here. So we're going to play like it. We're going to act like it. We're going to warm up like it. And you know, I'd be really surprised if at least that's how it didn't start. And then from there, Kentucky's got a little bit of size, but you know, KU is just so fast, and having played together for so many years with a few of those guys, I think that's going to be too much for Kentucky to contend with. You know, athletically they can match up, they can hang, they can run fast, they can do all of that stuff. But I just think the chemistry part of that experience is a major, major part of the advantage for Kansas.
Who's the one KU player you think his performance is most directly going to impact tonight's game?
Man, that's a great question. You know, in some ways, I wonder if it's not Billy Preston. He provided he plays, which he didn't in the opener, but he should tonight. He's a matchup problem for any team, and he's got some size that can contend with a little bit of Kentucky size, but he's still such an athlete. That's a lot to put on a freshman, and especially a freshman who hasn't even played in a real game yet, let alone to have this be his first real game. So, you know, there's something that tells me that's possible. But I also think, you know, a guy like LeGerald Vick is built for this game. I mean, Kentucky's got a lot of length. Bill Self talked about it a little bit the other day in a conference call he did. That concerns him. Malik Newman, Devontae Graham, they're not small, but length could bother those guys in spots. And I don't think length would bother LeGerald Vick. I think he's long, and I think he's built to play in those types of situations with those types of players. So I think Vick could have a monster game. I mean, he led him in scoring the other night, and wouldn't surprise me at all if he does it again.
He's Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal-World. Tip-off KU and Kentucky tonight, tentatively set for 8:30. He's going to be there. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you for traversing the plains of the Windy City for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'm going 8:48 is my predicted tip-off. So
all right.
I hope it's earlier.
I'll take the over on that.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Yep. I'm seasoned at this point. I know how this thing goes.
All right. I'm hopeful that I'm right. But if you are, I guess my deadline's even more fun. But yeah, we'll have stuff in the paper, but we'll have a lot of stuff online too tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. It's a great event, wonderful stuff that you can get a lot of mileage out of. So I'm sure everybody will enjoy it, and I know I will up here.
Thanks again, Matt.
All right, Nick. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, that's Matt Tate, Lawrence Journal World. I'm Nick Schwartz, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.